It soon became apparent that no white state university in the South would hire me and let me participate in civil rights activities. No African American state school at that time would be permitted to hire me. So obviously it was going to have to be a private school. But it couldn't be a white private school because, again, I would not be permitted to participate in civil rights activities. So it had to be an African American private school. And so some of my African American friends in Ohio, all from the North, said, "We'll never see you again if you go through with this, because it's bad enough in the North, we'll never go South." Then they got together on their own and said, "This guy needs help." And so they started phoning on my behalf, without my knowledge, African-American private schools in the South. Lane was one of those they called, and that school wanted a communications department, but had none. Suddenly, here was a new PhD who was willing to come, though he didn't know it yet. So they came and surrounded me and said, "Here, report to this location, to the president on this day in this city at this school." And so I did, and I was at Lane College.